Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is June 11th, 2006, the feast of St. Barnabas the Apostle. If there were a prize, like an Emmy or an Oscar for Best Supporting Apostle, one of the nominees, if not the clear frontrunner for the prize, would have to be the man that we remember today, Barnabas. Called an apostle just like Paul, he doesn't have a book of the Bible written by or about him. All we know about the man comes from the Acts of the Apostles and some mentions in Paul's letters, such as the ones he wrote to the Galatians and the Corinthians. He seems to have been a faithful man, a Levite, but from Cyprus, not Israel. Acts tell us that when Barnabas came to Antioch and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast devotion, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were brought to the Lord. After Saul's conversion to Paul, it was Barnabas who was fearless enough to meet with him, and solely on the strength of the trust the disciples had in Barnabas, they agreed to meet this former persecutor of the faithful. And finally, Saul and Barnabas were sent out on a missionary journey together. But unless you really know your biblical supporting characters, you may never have thought of Barnabas before. Well, not much anyway. Still, when you read over his story, it's clear that he was the kind of a man who loved God with all he had and followed the callings of the Holy Spirit wherever they guided him, even if it wasn't in the direction of fame and fortune, even if it was to what tradition tells us was martyrdom in the city of Salamis. Barnabas did all he could for the church and never worried about his own reward. Nevertheless, he received the eternal reward of heaven, the only reward worth desiring. Don't be ashamed if your ministry is more like that of Barnabas than like Paul. After all, the Holy Spirit called them together, and the church remembers them both. Let us pray. Grant, O God, that we may follow the example of your faithful servant Barnabas, who, seeking not his own renown but the well-being of your church, gave generously of his life and substance for the relief of the poor and the spread of the gospel. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at St. Jerome's Chapel for the Feast of Blessed Enmagabo. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.